From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.
I believe in mystery.
I believe in family.
I believe in being who I am.
I believe in the power of failure.
And I believe normal life is extraordinary.
This I believe.
On this Veterans Day, today's This I Believe essay was sent in by listener Joel Schmidt. Schmidt is a clinical psychologist at the Outpatient Veterans Affairs Mental Health Clinic in Oakland, California. He's worked in the VA for 13 years. Here's the series curator, independent producer, Jay Allison.
Joel Schmidt says he finds our series to be a good counterpoint to the negative tenor of so much of what he hears in the media. In fact, he hears negative and even heartbreaking stories in his job pretty much every day. And yet he realizes that from them, he's derived a positive belief. Here is Joel Schmidt with his essay for This I Believe.
I listen to people for a living. As a psychologist in the Department of Veterans Affairs, I hear about some of the worst experiences humans have to bear. I have sat face to face with a Bataan Death March survivor, an airman shot down over Germany, a Marine who's at the Chosin Reservoir, veterans from every region of Vietnam, medics and infantry soldiers from Afghanistan and Iraq. I have spoken with people who have been assaulted and brutalized by their own comrades, and parents who have had to attend their own children's funerals. I have gained a surprising belief from hearing about so much agony. I believe in the power of human resilience. I am continually inspired by the ability of the emotionally wounded to pick themselves up and keep going after enduring the most traumatic circumstances imaginable. Iraq veterans described to me the constant hell of unpredictable IED attacks and invisible snipers. By the time they get home, many can't drive on the freeway or be in the same room with old friends. One vet described being locked in an emotional cage between numbness and rage. Emerging from this terrible backdrop, many Iraq vets have surprised me with their drive to recover and their unpredictable ways of giving back some meaning to their lives. For example, there is a veteran whose most powerful therapeutic experience was helping his grandmother keep her small business running. This cause gave him a reason to care, someone to emotionally connect with, and ultimately, a reason to get up in the morning. This might sound like naive optimism, when in fact, treatment is often long and hard, and not every story has a happy ending. Some days, when I go home, my head hurts. I feel sad, or worried, or angry, or ineffective. On these days, I have to appeal to my own strategies for self-care, pick myself back up, and keep going. I went to school to learn how to help people get better. Instead, it is often the very people I have spent my career trying to help that remind me how to care for myself. I keep a catalog of them in my head, and I try to use this list as a roadmap, an inspiration, and a reminder of what human resilience can achieve. I make it a point to compliment the strength and ingenuity of the people who sit in my office. But the truth is, I don't think many of them realize the depth of my admiration. Sitting in the room with these people every day allows me to hope that I might also find the strength to face future problems. This solid sense of hope is a gift, and it is my humble desire to share it with the next person who sits with me.
Joel Schmidt with his essay for This I Believe. Schmidt says that it's part of his job to train interns, and this essay was a way of explaining why the job is so important to him. You can find information about submitting your own statement of belief at our website. That's npr.org/thisibelieve. You'll also find all the other essays sent in from around the world. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Jay Allison is the co-editor with Dan Gettiman, John Gregory, and Vicky Merrick of the book This I Believe, The Personal Philosophies of Remarkable Men and Women. A week from tomorrow on NPR's All Things Considered, an essay from Alice Brock of Alice's Restaurant fame. She believes in improvisation.
Support for This I Believe comes from Prudential Retirement.